Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Yeah, I got nothing. Anyways, I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I feel like we need to keep it happy or something. We need a distraction.
Positive. Yes. Yes.
Although
I agree.
We did get a message regarding one of our previous podcasts.
All right.
We were talking about baby names and stealing baby names, all that fun stuff.
Oh, yes.
And we got a message from Ashley, and she says, chiming in on baby names, when I had my daughter, we named her Elizabeth. When I told my best friend, she acted like she was mad/upset. Then she told me that she was already planning on naming her future daughter, I can't remember the first name, so let's just say Ruth as the first name. Ruth, Elizabeth, so Elizabeth being the middle name. I was like, but it's your planned middle name, and we don't even call her Elizabeth, we call her Libby, so her daughter, they call her Libby.
Yeah.
Am I in the wrong? At the time, I named my daughter, I didn't even know she was planning on using Elizabeth. No, your friend's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Just a whiny bee, honestly. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you don't even know. Plus, dude, middle names are just
middle names.
Yeah.
Like, half the time, you don't even use it.
Yeah, like, never.
No. It's really just for emphasis when your kid's in trouble.
Right.
She also says, also, my son's name is Jack, and we always called him Jackie because it's cute. And now my brother has a fiance named Jackie, and my brother said I can't call him that anymore. Plus, it's a girl's name. I told my brother Jack was here first, and I'm going to keep calling him that. And then I asked Jack if he liked being called Jackie, and he said yes. He's 4, by the way. What are your thoughts? So I'm cool with Jackie for a boy name because that's what Jack Sparrow's father calls him.
Oh, really?
Like, Jackie.
And the Pirates?
Yeah,
Pirates
so
of the Caribbean.
I was like, I think it can be a boy and a girl name.
It's so funny because when she said Jackie, I was like, oh, that's a cute name. And I didn't even think of Jackie being a girl's name until the girl named Jackie, and I was like, oh, I guess that is kind of a girl's name.
Well, because it's like, it's short for Jacqueline, but it could also be like a nickname-y for a Jack.
Yeah, I think it's super cute, but I definitely think it's a girl's name.
I think it's more common for girls to be called Jackie, but I feel like it's one of those names that can go for both, like a Jesse.
Well, and I also think your brother is crazy for thinking that.
So you can't call your son that nickname. It's like, screw you.
Plus, that was the nickname before the girlfriend came along.
Yeah, so tell your brother to F off.
Yeah.
That's what I would tell my brother. Bleak. Okay, no. If your son's like, you know what, I don't want to be called this anymore. Okay, sure. Like, you know, if that's totally fine. If you don't want to call him that anymore because he requested it, that's fine. But Sarah, here we also got a message on the Instagrams.
Yes, we did. This is from Rose. She says, thank you so much for talking about small businesses. So this goes back to when we were talking about how we should be supporting small businesses, especially now. And she says, something that would be great is letting listeners know about Small Business Saturday. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's a way for small businesses to see some support after they get shafted on Black Friday. Hmm. A lot of small businesses have upped their online sales since COVID hit. So be sure to check with your favorite small businesses to see if they are selling online if they aren't able to physically open. Also, I'd love to have you gals in for a spa day one day, even though it's a long drive. Love the show. Rose from One Women's Spa in Tacoma.
Definitely. I was curious how they're going to be doing Small Business Saturday, because I know it's, what is it? It's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and I forget what Sunday
is. Does something happen on Sunday?
I forget. I think there is, but I don't remember what it is.
Mm.
Well, those are the big ones, because on Monday, you're back at work, and you don't want to be at work, so you'd rather be shopping online.
Yes, so they got all the deals.
No, I've been doing a lot of my online shopping, and actually my cousin who lives in Georgia messaged me today, and she's like, hey, I got your foster brother, I got his present is in the mail, it should be getting there Friday for Christmas.
Ooh, cute. Oh wow. Yeah. Very early.
So last year I sent them their presents like in February, like I was so
you
not
were very late
it. I was very late, and so I'm like, okay, I just ordered the last one, it should be here in a couple days. It will be here next week, so I should be able to mail out everything next week.
So for your foster brother, are you going to give it to him on Friday, or are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if it's already wrapped. Last time she mailed something, it was wrapped. So I'll just keep it in my closet and wait for Christmas and leave it there for him.
Make sure he doesn't find it.
Oh, yeah. He loves going in my closet.
Oh, yeah. And if he sees something wrapped, even I would want to open it.
Well, luckily, he hasn't really figured that one out. I think after his birthday, which is next week, he will be two officially.
Snap.
He's going to learn what unwrapping presents is.
I think that's like they usually have more fun with that part than the actual gift, right? Yeah.
Exactly. I already got one of his birthday gifts.
I'm thinking if I have kids, just wrap them, like wrap empty boxes. Because they'll have more fun playing with the wrapping paper than what's actually in the box. And then they'll forget about it and they'll just be like, woo, bubble wrap. Or
it's like, woohoo.
Yeah.
Just a little pop. Was it packing peanuts?
Exactly. You don't actually get a gift, child.
It's like, nope. Mommy's saving money this year. You enjoy that wrapping paper.
Yeah. Have fun.
But I feel like we want to keep things positive, but let's talk about talents.
Talents.
I feel like we all are talented, whether we think we are or not.
Wow, that is so nice of you.
I mean, it could be a dumb talent or like a weird, I call it like magical power.
Okay.
Because I found this list on thunderdungeon.com.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's 20 people reveal their completely useless talents they have. It's still a talent.
Okay, so there's a useless talent, not like I...
Like Sarah could dance.
Yeah, or like I'm a genius or I have the perfect IQ. I don't. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Like, somebody else. Have, okay. Yeah. I was like,
Could you imagine? I was like, hey, guys, did you know? And it was true.
Well, there's some people out there like Kesha. She apparently is like genius level IQ level.
Damn.
Yeah. Good you would never her. Think.
Never.
Right?
Yeah. No.
But I will read some of these and I'll let you think if you have any like useless talents or just like I call them magical talents.
OK.
So in the sense of like I have a magical power, like 70 to 75% of the time, I can find a really good parking spot.
Oh, you're so lucky. That's like my opposite talent.
There is like one or two stores that like specific stores, like the Winco by my house. That one is a crapshoot.
Oh, so you don't your power doesn't work there?
No, but like Target, Walmart.
What about like parallel parking in Seattle?
Oh,
like
in
on
Seattle?
Cap Hill on when it was like a Friday night and you could actually go out and do things.
I think last time I parked in Capitol Hill, my friend was very impressed.
Dude, I get stressed the F out.
But parallel parking is its own demon. And my problem is when somebody's watching me, I have a harder time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I apparently did a really awesome parallel park job in front of my house. And my roommate at the time, who was like this big burly dude, I was doing it between two garbage cans because it was garbage day and I didn't want to move them because... I didn't want to touch somebody else's garbage can.
Oh.
And I managed to park really tight. And I come in, and he's like, dude.
Nice pee job. And
he's like, I just saw that. I'm like, oh, if I knew you were watching, I would not have done that well.
You're like, it's no big deal. No big deal.
I have a few other of those magical powers, but let's read what some people said.
Okay.
So Radioactive since 1990 says, I can crawl on all fours extremely fast. So I'm wondering, like, when they say all fours, do they mean, like, hands and knees or, like, hands and feet?
Dude, hands and feet, like, bent over is, like, creepy if you could go
right.
How fast.
It's like, I found this out as a teenager in Taekwondo. We did a lot of weird exercises in our workouts, and crawling was one of them, and I got tagged in a crawl to one side of the gym and back and went fast AF, and I burned everyone. I crawl like a rock skipping across a pond. I even surprised myself and remember some people laughing at me, and I definitely look strange. LOL, I did it at home a few times to show people, but it gives rug burn very easily. So I'm wondering if it's
Oh, knees? So maybe it is on the knees. I thought for sure it was going to be on the hand and feet and just bent over.
Unless he's doing it like a dog, then maybe I could see his like hands getting rug burn. I don't know.
That's so great. I want to see him do right. that.
SpamSense says, I'm weirdly good at recognizing fonts.
Oh, like, oh, that's Times New
Roman
or whatever.
That's Arial Bold.
That would be strange.
It's very much a useless talent. Like, when do you need that?
Maybe if you, like, worked in an office or something.
I guess. Like, if you worked at, like, a design office or something.
Yeah.
Where you make posters. I have another weird talent, and it's also maybe because I watched the same show 100 times, like, in my sleep or, like, as a background noise. But because a lot of the voice actors for cartoons, especially adult animations, are around about the same ones. They always are kind of like the people who are an Archer will make appearances in Bob's Burgers or
oh, yep.
And like on this show or on that show.
You can recognize their voices.
I can tell you, even if they're doing a completely different voice, a different character, I can tell you.
That's actually kind of cool that you can do that, though.
I may not be able to tell you their name, but I'm like over the weekend for Halloween, a couple of my friends, they did a socially distanced like. Treat thing for Halloween, so they went to all their friends who have kids and they dropped off like little goodie bags.
Aww.
Starting all the way from like Seattle up to north like Marysville where I'm at.
Jesus, that's dedication.
They also, I think they were bored.
Yeah.
Yes. And they wanted to do something nice, which was awesome. And we were having the conversation about, there's an episode of Bob's Burgers when they find out everything about Linda, like her secret life. Like the places she loves to go to with each of her kids. Like one of them, like she'll go with her son to this bakery and they'll take all the free samples. She'll go to a pet store with one of her daughters. And then she'll go with her other daughter to this really fancy hotel lobby.
Oh.
Just for poops.
Just for the hell
like
of
she'll,
it.
She'll go and have her BMs. Like, she will go to the bathroom at this hotel.
That is so weird.
Because it's so fancy and nice. And all the people in the hotel know her.
And know she does this?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're like, hey, have you seen Linda? It's like, no. The guy who's like the piano guy, because it's a fancy hotel with a piano guy. It's like, Linda does her BMs and the PMs.
I hate this.
And so, but the guy who's saying, I'm like, oh, that's the guy. Like, you can tell because there's a certain note he hit. And I'm like, that was the guy that does Linda's voice. It's the same person.
Oh.
And I'm like, I caught it.
That's kind of amazing that you can actually, like, tell.
Most people don't think that when you're watching a show and I'm like, that's this person. They're like, shut up.
Yeah, my dad does that with actors. Like, yeah. Oh, he's in another one of my shows. He's in the captain of this. And I was like, I don't watch. I don't care. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Like a lot of shows, especially like the ones that are starting out or the smaller ones, they don't have a whole lot of money for extra actors. So they use the same actors.
Yeah. I mean, because if you're voice overing a character or whatever, you probably can do multiple voices.
Right. But some people don't really change their voices. They just have a strict. Like straight through voice, and I'm just like, why is this person talking? Oh wait, no, it wasn't that person. They didn't change their voice. I'm like, come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy. That's one
of
my
weird, useless talent. Somebody who does not have their name, it just says deleted. says with a couple of warm ups to get the weight, I can flip a coin to the same result consecutively a bunch of times. My record is 44. I can usually reliably do it at least 20 times every time.
Works. Dude, that could be helpful for if you like making a bet with someone or something.
It's like works best with a UK 2 pence piece. So 2 pence is like two pennies, 2 cents.
Oh.
Okay. Water bottle Jesus says being able to pick up things with my toes when I'm too lazy to bend down.
Oh, I can do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can pick. Oh, well, and especially like if I have a bunch of groceries in my hand or something, I can easily just open the door with my foot.
I was gonna say you probably have really good balance.
Oh,
for
yeah.
somebody that's. Very accident
clumsy.
Prone.
Yeah. Sometimes I can balance.
Fair. Scurry Black Rifle says, I can balance almost anything on the palm of my hand, like open hand. So rake, golf club, shovel, open ladder, work.
An open ladder?
Oh, and then he says, work and alcoholism. Okay, that's funny.
That is funny.
But I guess, like, I'm wondering if he's doing it with both hands, the ladder. The open
okay.
ladder.
Okay.
And how big is
that
the ladder?
That would still be very difficult, though.
Right. I was thinking just one. Like
I would,
one
too.
Leg. But, I mean, either or.
Maybe it's a very tiny ladder.
And maybe it's a very big hand.
A big palm you've got, sir.
This one I wish I could do. I can't even say their name. Oh, it's supposed to be 7 imbecile, but it's spelled weird. I can fold a fitted sheet so well that it looks indiscernible from a folded flat sheet. You know, the fitted sheet. Like, they can fold it so well that it looks like a folded flat sheet.
Oh, I get so just impatient.
Same.
I just roll that mother effer up.
I start because I'm like, I've seen the videos. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I think I did it once. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'm like, and then I do. Wait, no, crap. The video turned off. Screw it.
It doesn't matter. It's going to get wrinkly anyway. Who cares?
Oh, just throwing it in the basket. This other person, Halloween_cake, or 8 Halloween cakes. Says I can do a ton of voices. You think it would be useful, but I've been trying to get into voice acting for like 20 years.
Oh, that's kind of like you though. You do a ton of voices too.
I feel like I don't have that many though. I can't do other people's voices.
Oh, you can't like imitate an actor or something.
Unless like there's certain accents. Like for example, I can't do a Mexican accent unless I've been hanging out with like my uncle. Who has a very, like, stereotypical accent.
Oh, what if you've been, like, talking, like, in Spanish for a while? Like,
mm-mm.
No?
Like, if I speak in Spanish for a while, I won't get it until I hear someone speak English with the accent. I can't get
it. Oh, that's like a mind trip.
Right? Because, like, my uncle, like, he'll say stuff and then, like, I'll be able to do it. But I can't do it on my own. Like, right now, if you ask me to, I can't.
Yeah, I guess that's the same. When I used to, like, go out, like, to bars and you meet someone that has an accent, I don't even think about it, but then the more I talk to them and the more drunk I get, I'll just start
mimicking it.
Yes. And then I'll be like, oh no, I don't mean to do this. I don't know what happens, but I can't really ever. I mean, let's get real, I don't do that accent well, even right. in that situation. But even like sober, I can't do good accents at all, ever.
There is this comedian. He's actually from Seattle. I forget his last name, Steve something. I'll have to look it up real quick, but he talks about that. Like, he's like, I'm not good at accents at all, but if somebody's talking with an accent, it's like,
it's like you just want to try.
And he's like, why? It sounded good the way you said it. So why would I not want to try it on my mouth? Like,
yeah, the way you say whiskey in your accent sounds so sexy. So I'm going to try it now.
But definitely check it out. His name is Steve Solberg.
Solberg.
And he's from Seattle originally.
What,
so,
woo.
But you can check him out on Dry Bar Comedy. I have the app, and so I'm always watching comedy routines, and they're pretty fun. Faith1_2 says, I can count the letters in any sentence while the sentence is being spoken and still pay attention to what the person is saying. I've done this since I was around 10. It's compulsive, and I can't quit doing it.
Oh, you can't quit doing
it? That's impressive and exhausting.
That would be exhausting.
Like, that's
you count
like, that's,
the letters when someone is speaking.
It's like that must mean you have a really good concept of like spelling too. Because I'd be like, wait.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I get stuck. I'm like, wait, how do you spell indubitably? Like,
dude, I'm like, how do you spell restaurant?
Right. That's the one I can't do. Muscle. I've been able to muster.
Muscle.
Yeah, muscle and schedule. I finally got.
I do schedule. That's how I'm
schedule.
That's okay. How I remember that one.
Calendar always messed me up because I'd always put the E and the A wrong. Because it's Cal, so it's an A, and then E, then A.
I do Cal and Dar.
Okay.
See,
we both have our little tricks.
Wednesday. I finally got tomorrow. That took me years, but I still have not figured out restaurant.
I can't make fun of you, because same.
Same.
Same. Ignore and Scroll 404 says, I once entered a talent competition playing a recorder using my nose. You know what the recorders are?
Oh, yeah, girl, hot cross buns. I just got one last year for J Rose for Christmas because he really wanted it.
Does he play it?
He's played it a few times. He played it in my virtual talent show that I had the beginning of all of this COVID.
Yes.
He played Baby Shark.
Huh. The judges were confused and decided I wasn't worthy of first place.
That's just rude.
Right?
I don't even know how you... That's like a lot of
and how do you not
breathing
get,
through the nose.
How do you not get a bunch of boogers in there?
Oh, maybe that's why you didn't win.
Ochita Sora says, I can put my legs behind my head. I have yet to be kidnapped, but hope it may be useful then. That's not a useless talent. That is very useful depending on who you find. Wait,
hey.
Are you a man or a woman? Actually, I don't think it matters.
Either way, hey.
Somebody else says, I'm really good at catching things that are falling because I'm clumsy and knock them over. I'm like an oaf in the front half of a second and a ninja in the back half. And I have roughly the same number of spills as the average person, but with extra steps. I've done it with multiple falling objects behind my back, with my feet, things that usually don't hit the ground around me anymore.
Hey, that's impressive. That's like a little fun trick.
You're
like, almost dropped this. Wait, what? Nope.
It's the best feeling ever. You're like, oh, crap. Ah.
And you're like, damn.
Especially with like my foster brother. He has this thing. I swear to God, he's a cat or was a cat in a past life. Because you'll see something and then he's like, knock it over the table.
Oh, man. That's exactly what my boyfriend always does. Like on purpose and just stares at me. He's like, I'm going to be a cat now. And there'll be like a remote and he'll just knock it over. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? Because it makes me so angry. There'll be like a glass. It'll be empty usually. And he'll just knock it over. I'm like, do you want to get punched in the face? Because he's not almost 2 years old.
No.
He's more than 30.
A grown ass man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But it's still not cute when a two-year-old does it. So I spent money. It was like for three of them. And I was like, I don't care. It's going to be money well spent. $18 on three of these stupid little bowls, right? And they're called anti-gravity bowls.
Okay.
So there's the bowl in the middle. You can put like your snacks in it. But the way you hold it, it has like an outer rim. And when you move it, like you go to dump it out, it won't dump out.
Ah, I have some wine glasses like that.
Exactly. So it's like, ooh, cool.
It's scary though, kind of.
Yeah, you can't empty it out. Because he does this thing where he will get his glass of whatever it is, water. And he always did this on my parents' rug. He would just dump his water or juice on the rug. He thought it was funny as hell.
Yeah, because everyone probably gets so mad. That's why my boyfriend still does it.
And so he'd do it with his Cheerios. Like, that's why I had so much, like, food in my car for a long time on the floor. I had cereal. I had peanuts. I had Goldfish crackers.
She did. She had everything you could want. A whole picnic.
And it wasn't because, you know, he's eating and he spills. Because he dumps it out.
He's probably so, like, mesmerized that something's, like, falling.
Maybe. I don't know. So I bought these fancy, stupid anti-gravity bowls. I'm like, ha-ha.
Thinking you were so smart.
I got you.
Yeah.
How are you going to empty it out now? And he looks at it. He's like twisting it around and then grabs a fistful of his Cheerios and dumps it out that way. I was like, you.
That's so savage. I love him.
I'm like, damn it.
Probably staring right in your eyes.
Something like that. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yes, screw these bowls.
I know. We have to really watch him because I also bought these other bowls at the store. They have like a suction cup at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So you just put them on the table and he can't lift it to like throw it or
anything. Those are smart.
Right. And so yesterday we put it on there. Like he's eating his food and then he's trying to lift it. We're all having a laugh like, haha, he can't lift it. We're like, wait, wait, wait. I know what he's going to do next. Watch out. Watch out. Because he's like, if he sticks his hand in there, he's going to dump the food out on the floor.
Did he do it?
No, we were like, okay, no, try eating it. Distract you.
Don't put your hands in it, child.
Hey, if you guys want kids, this is what you have to look forward to. I know, Sarah.
Or a 30-something-year-old boyfriend.
I know, Sarah saw a picture of me holding, you know, my foster brother when he was, I think, only, what, three months old, I think.
A little baby.
He was itty bitty. It was snow, so we took him out in the snow in his little snowsuit. This was 2 years ago almost. Sarah's like, you look so young. I'm like, it's been 2 years. This is what happens when you have when you've been around a child. And mind you, it wasn't until recently that I started living with him again, because there was a long period of time where I wasn't living with him. I was seeing him only a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Like three times a week maybe. And I'm like, this is what it does, Sarah. So
no wonder why your dad has so many more gray hairs.
Right. So if you if you're worried that you're feeling old or you're looking old, it's gonna get worse.
No, don't say that.
I'm preparing you, Sarah. I'm telling you what nobody else is gonna tell you.
I think everyone tells me that actually. If I have kids, they're gonna age you.
Oh, this is a weird talent. I can move my ears independent from my face and vibrate my eyes. No idea why.
Oh, I feel like I've seen people do that and I don't like it.
I can tell the sounds of many different songbirds when there's a bird of prey flying overhead. Weird.
Wow.
I can hula hoop forever. I didn't think it was a talent until I realized that no one else could do it that I know. So this is useless because I don't even do it anymore.
That's impressive though. Hula hooping is actually, especially nowadays, like as kids, I feel like we're like, woo, this is so fun and easy. And nowadays it's like, okay, three times around. Can I keep going?
Right. I remember like going forever as a kid. And now I'm like, okay, I got this. Wait. What? How do I not got this?
Is that my ankles? Hips. What's happening?
I'm all hips. This should be easy. Oh, this is gross. I can throw up on command. Gross, but not nearly as useful as crying.
What? You can throw up on command?
I knew a kid who could make his nose bleed on command.
What?
I think he'd blow really hard or something. Oh, or like, God. I don't know what he would do, but I remember that's how he'd get out of class when he didn't want to. And so he's like, oh man, I can't see. Can I have my buddy take me to the nurse's office? Huh, oh, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's funny, actually. Like, you jerk. I mean, you could do that with throwing up, too. Like, oh, my God, I just threw up. Actually, I guess you could say that. But
I threw up.
I threw up.
I threw ups. You always resort to being a little kid when you throw up. I threw up.
Dude, it's like the worst feeling ever.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's, I don't mind when, like, when you're drinking and it just, like, comes and goes. Like, you throw up, and it's gone. It's done. Like, when there's that buildup, though, like when you eat something wrong and it's like, okay, just get out of me now.
I think I throw up so infrequently that like for me when it happens, I'm not used to it. And I seriously feel like a demon's coming out of me. And I'm like, this is like the most uncomfortable feeling ever.
Oh, no, thank you.
No.
Okay, Sarah, I don't know if we've actually talked about any of the other useless talents.
I know, besides me being able to open up doors with my feet.
Yes. I want to know, talented. I mean, you have many actual talents.
Wow, thank you. I know, I was trying to think of some. I feel like I do a lot of, like, not, like.
Do you have a really good memory?
I have a really good memory with dates.
Yes.
Or, you know, like, if you crossed me in the fifth grade, I'll be like, remember it was that summer day back in June? And, like, remember when you said this, that, like, I'm very, very, very good at that because I'll bring it up 10 years later and shove it in your face.
Reminds me of this meme that I saw. It said something like me. It's like, you know, we just have to, like, live and forget and just love. But also me. F that bitch in the second grade.
Yeah, no, that's exactly who. It's like, yes, I'm over it. We've moved on. But don't you ever think I'm going to forget that.
I'm not going to forget that you were a bitch to me in second grade, person. I'm not going to say their name because they have a very unique name and people might know who that is.
Oh, so you're like that too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it's funny because like my best friend used to work with her. It's like, she was so nice. I'm like, dude, she was the most like snobbish, like had this air about her. Like, I'm better than you. Her mom was the same way. She was like a PTA mom. Like,
oh. Oh, no.
It's just like, I work for the newspaper. You work for the free newspaper. The one that we get for free on Thursdays.
For like, free.
You're not that special.
What did your other friend say? Did your other friend remember that? Or did she keep remembering her as like the sweetest?
Well, we didn't go. So this other girl and I went to the same school since elementary school. She didn't go to school with, I think she might have known her in high school, but didn't know her until they worked together like in college.
Okay.
So she knew her as an adult.
She's
like, but she's so nice. I'm like, no, F her.
She wasn't.
No, I still hate her. I really don't. I'm very indifferent, but it's just like,
Still not a fan.
Just like, you know, suspicious eyes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm very like floppy, so I can like, I mean, people think.
What do you mean floppy?
That's like my body, my everything.
You're
just
bendy?
Bendy. Very bendy.
Ooh, so that's not useless.
Hey, I know that's not useless in the bedroom. And it wasn't very useless when I like danced a lot. It was very, I mean, minus like I'd get injured, but at least I'd be flexible. But nowadays it's like, it's just kind of useless. But I can be like, hey, watch me bend over. I can bend over so far.
You can lift your leg up over your head.
I can lift my leg up. Yeah. I don't know
that's
if I could.
Cool.
I don't know if I could do two, though. I don't know if I can do two these days. Yeah, I should practice.
I feel like I'm just like I turn 31 and I just feel like everything hurts.
Well, and then like my friend that I always am hiking with, like she used to be the bendiest person ever. Splits, splits, splits. And she has not really kept up with that. And so we were stretching the other day and like I'm now more flexible than her. And she's like, oh my, I really need to start stretching again. And I was like, yeah, she used to be like Gumby. Like she could put both of her legs over her head and this, that, and the other. I'm like, you got to keep that stretching up. Come on.
That's so painful.
But it's very like useless now.
Right.
You know?
I mean,
except for in the bedroom.
Hey. Anyways, do you want to know about your useless talents or maybe not so useless talents? Or do you have like magical powers is what I call it?
Yeah. Can you find a really, really good parking spot all the damn time?
I also have a weird power that I end up dating guys who don't want kids, but then we start dating and then they're like, I want kids with you. And I'm like, that's weird because you've never wanted kids ever. And then
I don't know
we break
if that's
up.
A good power.
No, I don't think so either. But then after we break up, they're like, yeah, no, I don't want kids.
Oh, power like, of the...
Right?
Woo-hoo.
Someone once called it kryptonite, so I'm like, okay. I will take that compliment.
That's a good compliment, I think.
I had another power, but I don't remember what it was. But it's something like useless like that, like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, cool.
The parking spot or that.
The parking spot is so useful, though.
Mm-hmm.
I want that power.
But, you know, it's like Winco parking lot in Marysville. And I feel like there's somebody else. Oh, I think it's the mall.
Those are the only
Everett.
Two that are like,
yeah.
Screw you, Vicky.
Oh, yeah. The Everett Mall. Actually, I haven't been to the Everett Mall in a while. But the Everett Mall and the Outlet Mall. Those are hard.
Oh, weird, because they probably have so much parking because they're malls.
But the Outlet Mall has so many people that go there, even
That's true. Got to get those deals, especially now.
All right. Got to go during the week. Anywho, but let us know. Send us a message. Send us a text.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.